Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stenny Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for this wonderful privilege that our Lord allows us day after day, together by the radio, to open God's precious Word and to study the Word of God together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we open the Word of God today. We're turning again in our Bible to the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter number 7. And we're continuing our study on God's recipe for revival. In this verse of Scripture, I pointed out to you three different thoughts. Number one, we see the people of revival. God said, if my people, which are called by my name. And again, may I emphasize, revival has never come through Congress, through community clubs, or civic organizations. Revival comes through the church of the Lord Jesus Christ that honor and love the Lord. And then we see not only the people of revival, but we see the plan for revival. God said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. And again, I want to emphasize, it requires all four of these if we're going to see revival. We can never have revival if we just humble ourselves and go no farther. Or if we humble ourselves and pray and go no farther than that. It requires all four of these things that our Lord mentions. Humbling ourselves, praying, seeking God's face, and turning from our wicked ways. And then may I also say to you, these are in a divine order. They must come in the order that's given here in the Word of God, beginning first of all with humbling ourselves. And when we humble ourselves, then we can pray right, and we will pray right when we're humble. And then when we humble ourselves and begin praying, then we will start seeking God's face. And as we start seeking God's face, we will automatically start turning from our wicked ways. As a matter of fact, I know no greater picture that could be given of what genuine repentance is than those four statements. You remember in the book of Matthew, chapter number 12, our Lord said the people of Nineveh repented. And when you look at what they did, they humbled themselves. They got down in sackcloth and ashes. They prayed. The Bible said they cried mightily unto God. So they sought his face, and then they repented of the evil that they were doing. And so repentance is simply one humbling themselves, praying, seeking God's face, and turning from our wicked ways. And then I pointed out to you that God requires his people to do all of these, or there never will be revival meeting. In our study thus far, we have looked at the thought of humbling themselves. And on the broadcast yesterday, we were looking at the thought of praying. I mentioned to you Jeremiah 33:3, where God said, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. And again, I mentioned to you on yesterday, the Bible said in Jeremiah 29:13, you shall seek for me and shall find me when you search for me with all your heart. But I want you to come today with me into the New Testament to the book of Ephesians chapter number 6. The Bible said in verse number 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all supplication and perseverance for all saints. Then I mentioned the Bible said in the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse number 6, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Then we're taught in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 17, the Bible said, pray without ceasing. And then I want to mention again in the book of Hebrews chapter number 4, verses 14 through 16, the Bible said, seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed in the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Now listen to verse 16. The Bible said, let us therefore come boldly, not arrogantly, but boldly unto the throne of grace, that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. I'm giving you these verses of scripture to share with you some of the promises and the power of prayer. Notice again, our Lord said in James chapter 4 and verse number 2 and verse number 3, he said, you lust and have not, you kill and desire to have and cannot obtain, you fight and war, yet you have not because you ask not. Then he said in verse number 3, you ask and receive not because you ask amiss, that you might consume it upon your own lust. And then I want you to notice in James chapter number 5, verses 16 through verse number 18, the Bible said, confess your faults one to another. May I just stop and say, it does not say confess your sins one to another, but your faults, your differences. If you have an ought against somebody, confess it to them. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The Bible said, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And then the Bible gives us the illustration of Elijah in verses 17 and 18 of James 5. The Bible said that Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. But in verse number 18, the Bible said, and he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. So here we find that prayer is to involve the confessing of our faults one to another and pray one for another. And the Bible said the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Oh, the only hope, my friend, of revival lies within the people of God humbling themselves and praying and seeking God's face and turning from their wicked ways. I want you to notice these thoughts about prayer after we've looked at all of those verses of Scripture. Prayer is a sin killer. Prayer is a life changer. Prayer is a victory giver. Prayer is a holiness promoter. Prayer is a dispute settler. Prayer is an obstacle remover. Prayer is a church builder. Prayer is a Christ revealer, and prayer is a revival bringer. Let me just say them again quickly. Prayer is a sin killer, a life changer, a victory giver, a holiness promoter, a dispute settler, an obstacle remover, a church builder, a Christ revealer, and a revival bringer. May I say this? Prayer will clean you up. Prayer will straighten you out. Prayer will cheer you on. And prayer will humble you down. Listen to this statement. Praying will get you wanting what God wants. Sometimes prayer changes things. Sometimes prayer changes you. Then I wrote this down from somewhere. Prayer is not to be looked at as mathematical, how many you pray. Geometry, how long you pray. Poetry, how eloquent you pray. Musically, how sweet you pray. Logically, how argumentative your prayer is. Theologically, how doctrinal everything is. Methodically, how orderly your praying is. But prayer is a sincere communing with God, from the heart of man to the heart of God. Now, I want you to hear me today, friend. God put this in this Bible. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Now, there's a lot of people who cannot preach. There's a lot of people who cannot sing. There's a lot of people who cannot do a lot of things. But listen to me, friend. If you are saved, then you have access to the throne of God. And you can come boldly to the throne of grace. And you can let your requests be made known unto God. You can obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Again, I ask you today, would you join with me and thousands of others across our nation as we pray for revival? Let me ask you the question today. What kind of prayer life do you have? Jesus said, when you pray, enter into the closet. And when you close the door, pray to the Father, which is in secret. And the Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Do you have a personal prayer life? Do you have a place of prayer? Do you enter into the throne room many times a day? Once a day? Once a week? Do you pray only when you're in trouble? When you need something? If that's all you pray, you'll never have much accomplished in your prayer life. God's waiting to hear you if you'll call with a right heart today. Father, honor your word. Help your people and send revival, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
Well, I trust the broadcast was a blessing to you today. This is Brother Blue speaking. Let me remind you that Harvest Time is a listener-supported radio ministry. God has been so gracious to allow us to preach on many stations across the country and then around the world several times a day by internet as well as shortwave radio. And the only way we can pay the bills and continue to broadcast is that you, the listener, share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promise Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promise Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.